All right. Happy fucking happy hour. Look! It's Daphne Zuniga, hot actress, hot, 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 hot. Hot! Oh my God. I'm so excited you're here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, I know that's not true, but you're a really good actress.
No, it is
but
true.
We are
Stephanie.
So excited.
I've loved your voice for a long time.
Oh my.
Wow. And you swear and you're smart and you're funny. What more?
This is what happy hour is all about, is swearing and drinking, and you're throwing back some rosé with Vanessa and I.
That gets a dirty mouth out of me. This is a cube of ice.
We'll be there in about 45 minutes.
She has an audition tomorrow. We're going to read her sides later and see if we think it is worthy of Daphne fucking Zuniga. Whether this part, I will tell you whether you need to go or not. Okay. We all know you from Melrose Place. I'm sorry, I'm a dork. So Spaceballs was my favorite because I'm a comedy dork. Right? Here's the thing, because I'm a radio dork as well, and I love the scene where you're talking to the Joan Rivers robot, and you have, looks like the Princess Leia thing, but they're headphones, and you're listening to something, you're like, what?
I know. No, I think, like, when I signed up to do that movie, it was like, hello.
Yeah.
And you don't have to pay me, I'm just going to do it. And, but it was all these, like, gags like that, that I had to learn how to sell, sort of, in a way. Because, you know what I mean? You don't have to work that hard.
Because you're supposed to be the pretty girl straight woman, and you're, like, really fucking funny, which was fantastic.
Yes.
You played Princess Vespa.
I did.
What's not funny right away about that?
It was a dream come true. Only he didn't tell me. He kind of tortured me a little bit before getting the part. Well, before starting to, he said I had the part.
Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Yes.
He.
Sorry.
We're like this.
He.
Mel Brooks.
Means Mel Brooks.
Like, I went in and auditioned, I guess.
Yeah.
And, I mean, then he had me back to, it was down at Fox, it was MGM or in Culver City. And he would show me the soundstage and said, this is going to be your spaceship. And then this is showing me around everything.
Right.
And my agents were like, you don't have the part yet. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I went in again and, like, met the customer. And I'm like, guys, I have
Mel Brooks just wants to hang out with you.
I have the part.
Sure,
And then what am I going to say to Mel Brooks? Mel, will you please?
Come on, get on with this
bullshit. Yeah, get on
What's
with
going
it.
On?
Maybe you haven't done this before, but you're supposed to offer me the part. Anyway, finally it was official and it came through. And by this time, I was, like, so familiar with the sound stages and the sets.
Right.
And, oh, God, but it was a dream come true.
Yeah.
Remember, I had my birthday. I don't know which birthday it was, 17, 15.
Sure. Something.
But on the set, and I was there in a princess outfit out in the desert, because we were doing the desert scenes.
Yeah.
And I just thought, Jesus, this is my birthday.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't ask.
Can I say why I think he had a huge crush on you? Well, everyone does. We'll get to that later. YouTube's a little creepy if you Google Daphne Zuniga. We'll get to that. But anyway.
Wait, what?
I'll get to that.
Wait, what?
No, but I think because I know one of my exes knew, knew them very well. But while I think he loves you is because Anne Bancroft, you probably remind him of Anne Bancroft because you're this beautiful actress that's, serious, but because they were a weird couple in that way, right?
That
he was
Elephant
so wacky,
Man,
but they were so in love from what I'm told and, And kind of went together.
So in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, he had just come off of not that long before Elephant Man.
Right.
Which he produced.
Right.
And you're right. That's what I thought. Like, she's so... And I watched her in the Garbo movie.
Right.
And, of course, everything. But The Graduate and all of that. I loved her. But I was like, wait, are you guys really married? I kept...
Yeah, you just could never put it together.
And then
together.
She came to the set, and I was like, okay, you're married.
But she's like you. She's this beautiful brunette, like, great actress, but that's really funny. But you don't think of that. You think of, like, oh, she's, I only have one, this is my Mel Brooks degree of separation with you, is I ran into, Stephen Stills likes to bet the ponies, and he took me to the racing track, and I ran into Mel Brooks at the betting counter because I was supposed to be betting for Stephen Stills. And I was like, this is the weirdest thing. Oh, hi, Mel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stephen
Santa
Stills.
Anita. Yeah.
Like,
I like to watch the
Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Yes. yes, he's my friend, and he's likes the ponies like Mel does. And so I was like, oh, I'm blocking Mel Brooks' entrance to the betting thing at the racetrack, and I must get out of the way. Yes. Yeah. Right.
That's hilarious.
Right.
Don't you love this town? Like, that's so odd.
Right. I'm so random.
To Stephanie Miller, who's best friends with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. She runs into Mel, who I worked with, and blah, blah, yada, yada. I mean, it's
okay,
so
wait.
Funny.
We have another one that you don't remember. But okay. Rob Reiner, who cast you in your first big film, right? The Sure Thing. Yeah. With John Cusack, is a good friend of mine. And you don't maybe remember this, but I was trying to say that this last primary with Bernie and Hillary, I'm going, it's not that bad. The Obama-Hillary one was bad, too. Like, we all fight, and then we all come together, especially now, because look at this motherfucker. Look at this goddamn fucking orange Hitler. Anyway.
I'm so fucking glad it's Friday. No, it's Thursday.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I think of Square Day as a Friday, end of the week. But
As we're taping this, he just lost a court. Suck on that, Twitler. Suck on that. Fucking Mango Mussolini. We're still a democracy. Check balance.
Yep.
Mic drop, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I hear you. We're with you.
Okay. Yep. But here was my point is you don't remember this. But anyway, so I was way pro Obama all in the last time. But I got invited to see Hillary speak in L.A. somewhere. And so I was like, I'd be happy to go. And so I had two experiences. I remember I was talking to Rob, who I knew. And Rob's, I don't know if he was with you, but he's a little loud when he's in your face and he's passionate about something.
Yeah.
I don't know how he is as a director, but he was very passionate about Hillary, as I was. This time I was all in for Hillary from the beginning. So, but he was screaming in my face like, goddamn America! There's a tape with his preacher saying, goddamn America! He's never going to get elected! It's like, Rob, he's going to be the first black president. Just calm down. Calm down. And then I ran into you. And I was telling you, I'm for Obama, but I'm here and I like to listen. And I said, I'll proudly vote for Hillary. And you said, probably? You'll probably vote for Hillary?
Hang out with Rob.
And I said, I said proudly. I didn't say probably.
Oh, my God. I remember this now. I totally got on you because I was sick and tired of my friends all like, you're going to vote for this guy who you don't even know? We don't even know. Like, no one knew Obama.
Right.
Now I'm like, Obama. I say a prayer every night for Obama to come off of vacation, by the way. I don't know where the hell he is.
Oh, my God.
But they're like
Richard Branson's private island.
He's never coming back.
They're never coming back.
And, your problem now. Sorry.
And we're going to go down there. We're going to march down. And we're going to get him back. And Michelle. And we're going to drag him back. But no, I do remember. I was just mad at,
But I'm just saying we've all been passionate, but now it's like the fucking Trumposaurus Rex the dinosaurs are back and we gotta fucking stick together. We're just like, there's no Bernie people, there's no Hillary people, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is like,
it's crazy.
We're not even 3 weeks in and
it's
this is
crazy.
Terrifying.
I mean, I
he does that to all of us. Speechless.
I'm a talk show host and I'm like, I don't, what?
I know, you can't wrap your brain around it. But, but I mean, if this, first of all, she won, right? As far as
you're going to be a stickler, Daphne. Yes.
But I do feel like this, like when something happens in your life, just on a personal level, and you're like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Crazy.
Right.
There is a reason. There's a cause and effect. There is reason for it. So I try to do this with the situation. Maybe there's something that we're obviously out of touch about that enough people voted that this even is an issue. So,
well, can I say she did it fucking backwards in high heels against Russia and WikiLeaks and the FBI.
Vote suppression.
Still fucking.
Yeah.
Yes. And still fucking won by 3 million votes. So I'm just not ready for the conversations about how can we better talk to the angry white man in the Rust Belt. Like, what? Like, we've always been the party of the working person. Yeah. And you've been this amazing, I don't know if people know this, but this amazing activist. This is how my friend Marsha, who works at Logo VH1, that's how we got this. She's your friend. You've been doing activism with her for
years.
1,000 years. Yeah. You were roommates with Jim Ward. Hold your calls, people. Jim Ward. You were in one of those, like, actor kind of, like,
rental houses. We had a house and we all had rooms and...
my friends had one on Beechwood. They called it BADA, Beechwood Academy of the Dramatic Arts.
Oh, my God.
This is West L.A. Wila.
Wila.
Whatever.
Yes, Wada. Wada.
Yeah, Wada.
West LA Academy of the Dramatic Arts.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, he was, and he was a musician. I would come home. He, and we had other musicians in there, and I'd come home, and I'd, like, hear the music playing.
Like, oh, drums at 2 in the morning. Fantastic.
Drums, guitars. Yay. You know, 2 in the morning. 3 in the afternoon. All the time. Wait.
Has Jim Ward ever seen you naked?
Hold on.
Has Jim Ward ever catch you coming out of the shower?
I don't know.
Because he's kind of a
perv.
Oh, hey. Oh, hi, Rob. Oh, my God, Rob, you're here really early now that the hot actress is here. This is my best friend, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Look, it's Daphne Seniga. Oh, my God. That's so weird that you happen to show up.
I thought you were maybe Jim Ward for a second.
No, no. Just come in and sit down, Rob. So you can be behind her and be creepy and pervy and just leer at her from behind.
Sure. Or not.
He's a fancy lawyer.
Oh, nice.
She's recently engaged. Just give it up. Yeah. Give it up.
Yes. You do family law?
Yes, okay. He does do family law.
He's like, sure, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
What do you need? What do you need, honey? What do you need, Buttercup?
That kind of music fits everything, actually.
It does, right?
Trump, Jim Ward.
Oh, my God. Voila. I turned into a straight girl. She just flashed her new engagement ring. I was like, oh, my God. How long? When'd you meet him? I turned into like a Bette Midler backup singer. Where'd you meet him? I met him at the candy store. Okay, so you've been together, what, 10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
And finally, last month, he proposed. So Wait, so only straight girls do that? Are we like the
No, I did it. And I'm a big carpet muncher. What? Carpet muncher says what?
What?
Hmm? What?
He almost came today, but...
What?
My fiance.
Oh,
yeah.
He almost... came to this.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Clarification.
All right, Rob, calm down.
Wait a second.
Calm the fuck down back there.
I thought this was a rosé type of show, not like a tequila knock on a back.
Right. That's
Let
later.
Me readjust. Right,
the lime, the salt will go.
So wait, what has happened? You were together 10 years and what happened? Did you know he was going to ask?
Well, I think I put him off for the first half a decade. I was saying things like, and I'm a very independent woman. I have never been married.
Oh, wow. And, I did not know that.
And my mom was an ordained minister, and I just was kind of lost the romance about it. I thought saw it as a very sort of practical thing. I saw her, you know, every other weekend practicing for a wedding or a church, and I was just like, when that's over, you know, are you coming home type of thing.
Right.
And so I just had this I lost touch with, like, the romantic side. So I was like, whatever. Of course I'm with you forever.
Right.
Duh.
Whatever, Jesus.
I mean,
you're like a dude.
Are we going to the... I am like a dude.
You're kind of dude-like.
I am. And so I had to, like, grill it up for a little bit. And
yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe I do want to be married. And then I think I dropped a couple of sexy hints, like, if you want my SAG insurance, you better put a ring on it.
That is sexy.
That's hot. That's
SAG
hot.
Insurance. It's a Screen Actors Guild for those of you in the heartland.
No, I was just like, so anyway, I don't know. I think he saw that it was a girl at heart, and it would be an adventure that I haven't done yet. And, it has changed things in a way. Once in a while, when I think about it, when I look at how shiny the diamonds are, like, but when I put it,
I'm sorry. I just keep.
But honestly, when we were at our 10-year anniversary dinner, I thought it was just that, and he started saying things, and when I, off my brain, I left my body, and he was saying things like, "Whatever came after, I want to spend the rest of my life with you." I was like, "Oh, I'm doing a lifetime."
Oh, my God, and you've been in Lifetime movies because you know why? Because you're, you know what? There's pretty, and then there's Lifetime pretty. You know what I'm saying? There's, like, Lifetime movie pretty. There's Melrose Place pretty.
Yeah. Well, you do enough of them, you get confused. So I was like, wait, I'll go to my trailer and go learn my lines. I don't know what my lines are. Yes?
Wait a minute.
No? And he goes, it's a yes or no question.
Right.
And I guess I said the right thing, because then he pulled out a box.
Oh, good, 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 good. So you were improvising for a moment.
I was improvising.
You've had training. You've had training.
Yeah.
You went to UCLA with Jim?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I went to USC, so I should hate you, but I don't.
I don't hate you.
I have a degree in theater from USC.
You do?
I'll have you know.
Those were some good.
Yes, I have played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire at the Edinburgh Theater Festival, Daphne.
Wow,
college.
I haven't. In college, Jim Ward was in, I roommated with Jim Ward, or housemate. I was a housemate.
Has he seen you naked? Did he try to see you getting out of the
shower?
You
haven't asked him all these years?
And I, you know, I think he did. He demurred. He's very gallant. Did you deliberately?
I don't think he has. But, okay. I don't know. Who can say?
He's kind of a perv. He probably had some things set up, some kind of contraption.
I don't know.
I can see into Daphne's bathroom.
But there are other girls in the house, so maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
And then he wanted to change rooms, I remember.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, midway through sophomore year.
Oh, it was a better camera setup from that room.
Yeah. I don't know.
Different angle? Oh.
Yeah. Downstairs. Like, I want that closet.
USC almost the same time you guys were at UCLA. Yeah. Getting my degree in theater with, are you ready for our other degree of separation? With Eric Stoltz.
I was getting my degree with Eric Stoltz.
You did.
I waited later to get my degree with Eric Stoltz.
The Fly too, right?
Yeah, The Fly too. We were in acting class together before that.
Yeah. Listen, there's way too many eerie. How many degrees of separation? Right. More than six.
I would say half a degree by now. And now here we are.
So I'm going to, Rob Reiner, who was my soulmate. So he cast you in, this was your first big thing with John Cusack, totally. Right? The Sure Thing.
Absolutely. I was like my first year out, I think. I mean, I read the script. I thought it was so hilarious to read.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought me back a couple times. I'm like, why is everyone complaining about how hard this business is? This is so fun.
I read
a script I can't put down.
Right.
I go back for callbacks. I get
Rob Reiner cast me.
This happens
for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
It works. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was so much fun. And you could also, he loves actors and he loves directing and he loves making movies. He loves the process of it.
Has he made some?
He's made a couple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard that.
Really? There was another thing with another couple of another.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Who, whatever.
Star-crossed lovers. I don't know. Don't you have music for that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. He just texted me because I'm going to.
You texted
me? We're both seeing Malcolm Nance together. Malcolm Nance wrote the book on Russia hacking the election. It's not important. Oh, but anyway, Rob texted me. Because he's coming to town and he's like, did you have an orgasm? I'm like, yes. When Harry Met Sally Big.
Oh,
see what
my
I did
God.
There? Yeah, see
what
I little thing back
you
in.
Did
I was
it. Thinking, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very okay. good.
Anyway.
Wait.
We're both
wait,
political nerds like wait. You. We're all nerds.
So, that's what politics. So, wait. This guy, Malcolm Nance, gave you an orgasm? What? Just listening?
Yes. He is smoking. I don't know. He's a smoking hot African-American man that's making me question my sexuality.
He's a naval intelligence officer.
He's a former spy that wrote the book How Russia Hacked Our Democracy and basically fucking stole the election. It's kind of a big deal.
He called it back in October before the election. Yeah. Russia had hacked, was going to hack the election.
Oh my God.
And he's, he's on MSNBC all the time. He's an analyst. He's,
but she has a thing for him.
Those sleepy bedroom eyes.
Oh, Lord.
Oh my God.
There is
gay questioning. Every time he's on, I'm just like,
You might go for the adventure.
Right.
Just like me with this. Like I hadn't been married before. What the hell?
What?
Like you only have once.
Fuck.
I think you should call him up. Because if you had one reading the book, it's going to get really good in person.
Kind of page.
Wait, did Rob too?
I start shouting WikiLeaks out when I masturbate.
Oh,
Is that wrong? Okay.
Oh, my God. So you like the total nerdy, smart type, but like Julian Assange, like Snowden?
No.
Yeah, they're...
No.
No,
they can
too
both,
nerdy.
They can both suck my tit.
Okay.
Those two. I'm not fans.
Okay.
I don't mean that in a good way.
Okay.
No. You must have been, because you were like all in Hillary last time. You must have been devastated.
I was in Hillary all the way this time.
Yeah.
Even up to the...
I was kind of a whore. I was an Obama whore. And then I was all in for Hillary. And I'm like, baby, I don't remember anything about him. I don't know who you're talking about, baby.
Because he had done his 8 years, and that's like you had no choice. Were you Bernie early on?
No, I was Hillary from day one.
You were Bernie. Well, you're the millennial.
All the stem cells were.
Yeah, we still believe in a utopia where things justice and things matter.
No, I don't think it's
whatever.
I know.
We were that in the 70s. We're just older, so we had that in the 60s and 70s. And I was marching since I was six. I thought San Francisco was going on a picnic.
Oh my God! Wait, I haven't even gotten to this. I love that you grew up.
So
wait a minute,
Bernie to me was
I've done
like,
research. Hang on.
Okay.
You grew up in an activist family. You grew up in the 60s and 70s in Berkeley, California.
Yeah,
it's in your DNA. Hang on a second. If someone calls out for help for something or injustice or in the environment, you answer the call.
I'm sorry. Who wrote that?
What somebody, call? You said it. This Thanksgiving, my father reminded me of my first protest when I was 2. I couldn't speak when I was at the first free speech movement.
Oh, that's true.
I went on peace marches against the Vietnam War.
That's true.
But, girls, Daphne Zuniga. Yeah.
Oh, he taught me to yell at the policemen, call them pigs before. I mean,
nice.
Question authority. I mean, but you should. But I guess when I saw Bernie, I was like, at this point in time, I want that passion and a plan. If you yell at me one more time, the problem, that's so 1960s. I can't even,
right.
You know, like I wanted a grown up in the room. Right, I didn't want it. And now.
And everything.
Brave Bernie.
Oh my God.
I would love.
I mean, either of them. I mean, this is like beyond our worst nightmares. Right. Doesn't it feel like we've stumbled into some alternate universe it that is. Wasn't supposed to happen?
Absolutely.
That we just are, We're in Potterville.
I think that's a problem because it's like I feel like we're on LSD. We're all this collective high or something, and you're going to wake up and it'll, you know, taper off. You'll come down. We're coming down right now.
Right.
And then reality will come back. But we got to be careful of that because you don't do much in that state.
As a 2-year-old protester, aren't you heartened by these protests now that you can walk on 2 feet?
Yes.
This is a lot, right? Yeah. This is fucking amazing.
There are middle school and high school students marching. This is their first
marching. Oh, I know. No, going out of school. The pictures of the young kids.
I mean,
2-year-olds.
Yeah, this is our Vietnam and civil rights, you know?
No, I agree. That day, I was downtown LA we thought there were going to be 75,000 people.
Right.
And there were 750,000. And we are ready to start at the starting line up to City Hall, take one block to the right and come down Broadway. And it came, 10 o'clock came.
Right.
And 10, 20, and 30, and it's like nobody can move.
Same in D.C., same in Chicago. Where,
everywhere.
Same in New York, everywhere. It was not a march, it was a stand.
Yes,
it was a stand.
It was so congested, no one could
move.
Yeah.
But I mean that, and there was not one arrest. See, that's,
I know.
That's huge.
You know why, Daphne? Because who won the world? Girls, right?
Girls.
Yeah.
Fuck, just saying.
Yeah.
And they were saying, the King Center, after Elizabeth Warren's thing this week, was saying that it's one thing they can't handle is nonviolence and humor. And it's true that they can't come back. I mean, it's the first time he hasn't tweeted about fucking something in Saturday Night Live because it was devastating last week. It was just fantastic.
I just hope
great
Rosie
satire.
Does Bannon.
Oh, please.
Rosie.
Please.
We need it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love that you tweeted, for God's sake, when is his nap time? This is exhausting. It's like we're all raising a toddler.
I know.
I mean, somebody tweeted, can you just shut the fuck up for one goddamn day?
No. The thing is this, in some sick, way, you know, this kind of sickness has been going on and existing behind the scenes. It worked in the system, but they've been ripping us off and, you know, deregulating and stealing the money and kleptocracy and all of this stuff's been going on behind the scenes. It's been going on and we've been kind of like going, you know, la-di-da, getting along with our own lives, our own careers, this and that. And it's like in our face, I get so confused. I'm split personality. Can I care about my own life anymore or do I always have to be out there?
Right.
We all have to be out there.
Well,
we can't go to sleep.
You were saying, though, I mean, it really is. It's like it's in your DNA because you've been as much an activist as an actress, right? I mean, you've got environmental awards. You're on the, what is the fucking thing, for God's sakes? Oh,
the river?
L.A. River.
Yeah. Yes.
It's right there.
Yeah. The river. Yeah. Okay, so we've changed our name.
The mayor, right. Yeah.
So 5 years ago or 5.5 years ago, I was appointed by the last mayor, Villaraigosa. Uh-huh. To and he was at the march. I saw him. He's like, "Hey!" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm still on that river board."
6 years
ago,
fucker.
It's taken a long time. But they do. We want to bring the river back, but it was called the L.A. River Revitalization Court. Anyway, we changed it the last year to River L.A.
Okay.
Makes it much
easier.
Okay. RiverLA.org, and it is. You know, the point of, we want to extend the bike path. There's already a bike path.
I ride it.
But we want to, all the 51 miles.
I'm all about you. I ride it there all the time. I'm like, thank you, Daphne. Thank you.
And when I get you the bathrooms and the cafes along it, you're going to be like, thank you, Daphne.
I go to the frog spot. I do the shit. Don't good. I listen, I know we're talking
I'm
the same
sure
language.
You do. It's right here. Yeah. That's good.
I know. So wait, but why environmental activism? Because you've been into that for a long time.
I think because growing up in Berkeley, it was very we recycled. It was like a no-brainer. We had a compost pile in the backyard, almost as high as the pot plants that my mom's boyfriend was growing. But
you're so Berkeley.
Yes. I mean, I'm so Berkeley, but I've never wanted to be. It's like when I left Berkeley, I went to UCLA. All I wanted was preppies. I finally got one. He's traditional. He's from like went to Choate. You don't get more preppy than my fiance.
Aww.
I love your mom was a minister and your dad was a philosophy teacher. So if a preacher falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, I don't, I'm trying to make up a joke that would be about your parents, but I don't. Would it make a sound? Vanessa?
Well, he wouldn't stick around long enough to find out.
Oh, that motherfucker. Fuck you, you motherfucker.
They divorced when I was young.
I know, and you were traumatized by that.
Therapist called you? Like, where did you get
your therapist? You know what? Is that a confidentiality thing? Should she not have talked to me?
Should she not have
been? Oh, my God. I should throw out these notes immediately.
I'm an actress since the 80s. I think we all probably, if we don't go to the same therapist, we've all been traumatized in similar ways.
Right. But when you were six, because you grew up between Berkeley and Vermont.
Yes.
So how did that work?
So I was in Berkeley till 15 and then my mom got a church. So when you're studying to be a minister, you send out, you know, your resumes and you interview with different.
Wow.
Congregations all over the country, and I was saying, Mom, I like this package on Peoria, Illinois. They have a white. All I wanted was a white picket fence because you've painted the picture beautifully. I was like, all I want is a picket fence, a mommy, a daddy. Is that too much to ask?
Right.
Someone to be home when I get home. And okay, so I wanted to go to Peoria because the picture looked really cute of the house we would have lived in, but Mom wanted to go to Vermont, so we went to Vermont. And home of Bernie,
might
add.
There you go.
So I should be a Bernieite. Yes. And as I say, at this point, I am, of course.
Right. But were you for Hillary in this last? Were the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were
I
also
the
this
first
time.
And the second.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a shocker. It's a shocker. Because we all thought.
Well, he's not a legitimate president.
No, I know.
He did not win it legitimately. I mean, he just didn't.
You know what I didn't realize? Yeah. And I don't want to go off on this because. I just feel like there's just more, everything's coming to surface.
I didn't
realize there was such misogyny and such sexism. I had no idea that we're not ready. And, you know, my fiance, so weird. Can I say that again? My fiance.
Look at the mic.
Okay, good. You have a sound. Cause I've been saying my boyfriend for 10 years. So, but he's like, it's about her. It's not that there wasn't, that we're not ready for a woman, that people didn't like her.
Yeah, but that was like aided by fucking Russia and WikiLeaks and the FBI
and the media
that gave him $2 billion. Already a celebrity gave him $2 billion of free media. Like, it just, this was, and the fact that she still won by 3 million votes on top of voter suppression is just insane. And I'm telling you, from everything I've heard, there's more that is going to come out about Russia that I truly believe in my heart. There was treason. There was collusion. Yeah. There was treason. Yeah. And this is somewhere we've never been before.
Why is this not? I mean, is he going to be impeached?
I hope so. We just had Maxine Waters on.
You did?
They were like, would you like to lead the president? She's like, I'd like to lead him right into impeachment.
Yeah.
She's like, my greatest desire to see him impeached.
Yeah. That is my greatest. My greatest desire right now.
Yeah.
But
Seriously, he just talked to Putin and he didn't know what the START treaty was. He had to ask someone and then he called it the Startup Treaty. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking terrifying.
You just back up to the beginning of the sentence. He just talked to Putin.
Right. Oh, he talks to him all the time.
Excuse me?
Because it's
BFF.
Like, BFF.
How many times do you think there's someone that says, Nyet, you hang up first?
Well,
Nyet, you.
I don't even.
Yeah. Right? You literally cannot even.
There's so much there that, like, I don't even want to talk about because it gives them more airtime.
I mean, if you're an environmental person, they're just like, fucking, pipelines going through.
EPA.
And coal sludge going into the rivers. Yeah, no problem. Like,
can I tell you, I fought when Bush was up for election, I went to Ohio. I, talked about all kinds of stuff. And I go to bed at night going, why can't I like long for the Bush years. I long for the fucking
for only
Bush
the
years.
Competence and the
and
kindness of
the
Bush.
And he destroyed the EPA, and he put, you know, a lawyer for Exxon, the head of the EPA, et cetera, et cetera.
Not the Secretary of State.
No, I'm just saying it's like.
It's insane.
Anyway. All right, let's go back
it's
to
insane.
Me.
It's insane. Somebody tweet back to you.
Put us all
no,
in
you already
mode.
Said you already tweeted. Make the call right now to Army Corps to protest Dakota Access. Tell them to tell DT he's lying about well everything.
By the way, I just want to stay because my father's professor. I that says Corps like C-O-R-E. I C-O-R-P. The right. Army Corps.
Oh,
right?
Did you misspell?
Isn't it?
All right. Well, that's a demerit.
No,
for you.
It's a
Army Corps. My dad was in the Armed Forces, so
it's yeah. Army Corps.
Army Corps,
but. Mm-hmm. No one knew that, A, so yay, America. B, but yet, my other pet peeve, thank right. you, Dad, autocorrect.
This yes, autocorrect like, is horrible.
I mean.
You're
I
like, did it. You mean? I'm like, no, not even fucking close.
Oh, I
didn't
mean to say duck. I meant to
meant.
Say
fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, it is totally fucked up sexting.
Like, I don't know what I want to say, but
duck
it's not
in
goiter.
The, in the penis.
I know,
ever. Damn it. No. I'm going to slip my... What? No. No. Oh, my God. You're totally fucking up the same thing.
Yeah.
But you tweeted such a brilliant idea for this person to be Secretary of Education, America. I mean, honestly, hashtag WTF. Yeah, they're all more horrible than the last one, right?
Well, because her tweet had so much... Someone had so brilliantly... crossed out in red what was wrong with her tweet grammatically
right.
and everything. So yeah. I thought, this is so great.
This is fantastic. You also tweeted, as long as crazy D.T. Barnum is in there, we are the United Resistance of America. Ha-ha! Vive yes. la résistance! Ha-ha! Je ne sais quoi! Ennui! Pepe Le Pew! Je ne... Je...
Croissant?
Croissant?
Mm. Croissant? Is that what autocorrect meant? Yeah, no. Mm. I didn't mean
no.
the United
yes,
croissant
no.
of a... No.
Yes, no. Wait, can you please tell me about the fact that you got to work with Lucille Ball in her final performance in Stone Pillow as yeah. A bag lady?
Yes, she was
what
the bag.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Come on,
I know.
If you're a woman in comedy, I'm like, what?
Oh, I know, I know. I was like, what? That's exactly what happened. I auditioned, and then they were like negotiating, and I call my agents. Of course, I was so young. I was like,
don't negotiate. We'll pay them.
We'll pay them.
Yeah,
we'll pay them. Nothing. Well, zero. Honestly, it'd be first time in history. I don't care. And they're like, don't worry. I said, don't make this go away.
Don't negotiate.
Right. Yeah, don't negotiate. Because it was going to be more than I probably had ever seen so far anyway,
right.
even the lowest
right.
amount. But, yeah.
What was she like?
Amazing.
This was old Lucy, so it was like, oh, Ricky
old
Wah.
Old Lucy.
Ricky Wah. It was that other voice, but not,
yes.
so not the Ricky, right?
Right.
But
no, the
fucking
voice,
amazing.
Paul Malls for... 50 yeah. years, like us.
Oh, Ricky. Wow.
And she still had the stain over her mouth from the lead lipstick.
Wow.
So she was
wait,
like,
what? She
yeah.
had lead lipstick?
Well, I mean, back in the day, lipstick, a lot,
wasn't
there was a
Ricky.
Lot of...
The chemicals they put in the lipstick back in the day had
made it stain.
Would stain your skin.
Oh, my God.
So she was doing, because she was a bag lady, she wasn't supposed to have any lipstick line. So she had to, like, cover it over and over.
Oh.
But I almost got fired from that early on, I think. Because, well, one time she was like, speak up, honey. I can't even hear you. And if I can't hear you, then... And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I was young and right. stunned and trying to do my best. You know, I had written her fan mail as a kid. I
yeah.
wrote her, like,
yeah.
Dear Lucy. And
yeah.
I never told her because I wanted to be, like,
a professional.
Know, up here.
Yes.
Professional.
Yes, of course.
And, but then later she did say, oh, you're perfect for this, honey. You're perfect for this, honey. But
aww.
But one point, so she's digging in garbage. We're shooting the scene. The camera's rolling. She's digging in. And I played a social worker trying to get her off the street.
Right.
And I say, Clara, Clara. And she turns around and she's got parsley all over. Like, I love Lucy. Like.
She's like got vitamin, vitamin,
yes,
vitamin, vitamin.
Yes. 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 You feel me. So I burst out into laughter because I'm thinking, oh, she's giving us all like a break, a joke, a laugh. Lucille Ball is not
right.
the character. And I laughed at her and she,
uh-oh.
Like her eyes got even bigger and she's like, what's the matter? Did something happen? And I'm like, oh my God. Uh-oh. I just laughed at her acting like dramatically. So I felt horrible. They cut. the director, George Schaefer, comes over. Is something wrong? And I was like, oh, my God. I thought it was all over. The parson was George. I swear to God, please give me. Then she did come over and say, oh, honey, that's right. We'll put it in the outtake reel. I'll bring it home and take it an outtake. Like, she made me feel better, but not before.
She sounds so sweet.
God, I was just. She did. But George reminded me that she hadn't worked since MAME, 15 years.
Yeah.
Do we want to get that?
Rob, pick that up and hang it up. Just pick it up and hang it up.
Especially
just pick it up, hang it up. There you go. Okay, go ahead.
Say, did you see Daphne naked? Did you see Daphne naked?
Jim Ward.
Jim Ward. Is Daphne naked yet? I'm not going to come unless she's naked. I mean, how amazing, though. I remember, Lily Tomlin, she's done so much for me in my life, and she's, you know, one of my heroes as well, but she did played Ernestine in a skit for me for my late night show, and I remember and I'm not an actress anymore, but I was trying to act with her, and I was just like, and I remember Lily's like, I don't know what to say because I'm not sure when she's going to speak. I was just like, I don't, because I was like, I can't do a scene with Ernestine.
I know, that's what it was like.
Right?
Because
right.
These are iconic characters that came out of their brilliance.
Right, right. Yes, pick it up, hang it up. Okay.
Jim.
Okay. Joe, she's not naked, and she's not going to be. God damn it. She's engaged.
I don't even use my landline. Right. My phone never rings. If it's a telemarketer,
I know.
It's
me too. I don't know why I have a landline. It's ridiculous. I'm old. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but other than that, she told me a couple things because we're shooting in New York City on the streets. And of course she had people, word got out, tons of fans, crowds of people. And we would leave the makeup trailer and it's a crowds of people. And she says, listen to me, honey, take my hand. She said, don't look them in the eye and never stop moving. And I've been doing it ever since. No. And so I just grabbed her hand and I was like, and there is something back earlier when I was recognized and on Melrose Place and stuff. It's like I would just do Lucy. Like, don't.
Just do Lucy.
If you're in a crowd, you know. But, yeah. I mean, I just learned these little things about her as a person.
Right.
She was very much, very childlike.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it amazing that people, like, sometimes your heroes, like Lily Tomlin or, you know, Carol Burnett or Lucy, like, you know, it's always so great to learn that, like, they are the people that you hope they'd be. They really are, like, because you think, oh, that'd be horrible if my hero was not.
She actually exceeded it because not only was she childlike in that she was, I mean, tears could come in a moment. I mean, she would tell me stories about when we're just waiting, like just talking to me. I have a picture of us, actually. She's got a cigarette. She's telling me the story of her childhood.
That's how I picture her.
You know, and I'm just like literally. But we shot a scene in, can you hear me? I'm really. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you're good.
She's fine. She's loud. Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
So we shot the scene and it was really hot. We were in Port Authority and she actually fainted.
I heard
mid-scene.
That story. Oh my God. Tell this story. Go ahead. It's great.
Well, once again, we're shooting it. I'm supposed to be saving Lucy and she's got the shopping cart. She's loaded down with layers of coats and hats and scarves because it's supposed to be winter.
Yeah.
And, she's looking at me and I say my line, like, come to the mission tonight. We'll have a hot meal or something. Right. And she just slips down to the ground. Cameras are rolling. No one says stop. And I'm thinking, because we're professionals, we're peers, Lucy and I at this point. And I'm going, oh, she's improvising. Okay, I know what that is. So I go, Clara, are you okay? And I'm going on with the scene, and she's not answering.
No, she's out. She's out. Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just go, oh, George? She's not answering. And they're like, what? Cut? Because they thought we were improvising, too.
Right.
And then, so we cut. They call the ambulance.
Right.
She fainted. George is like, okay, that's a day. We're calling it a day. And she starts to come to. The paramedics get there. They're, you know,
holy
bringing
shit.
Her wow. to. George has said that's a day. They start taking down the lights. Lucy comes to. She's sitting on a bench and she's like, George, what are you doing? And he's like, we're calling it a day. That's it. We're done. No, we're not. We have to finish the day, George. We have to finish this scene because she was a producer.
No.
And I was just sitting there going, are you sure? And they set the lights back up. We finished the scene. She got all the shots that
what
we
a pro.
Needed.
She's amazing.
I love that.
I hate to be a crusty old fucker, but like, couldn't we all learn something from that?
Right.
Yes.
Like, what actors in our generation would do that? Like, that's how, you know, like you just go, yeah, no, we're fucking here to work. Like, we're going to, I'm like going, really? She just passed out and she's what, 78 then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 76, I think, or yeah, eight. Yeah.
Or something. Wow. Yeah.
And she was like, we need the day. So as a producer, you pay so much money to get Port Authority again for another day.
Right.
I don't think it was going to happen. So it was like, we're going to lose those shots. And she knew. So they set the lights back up. We did it. And I was like, wow, she's a pro.
Look at Donald Trump whining every fucking day over something. Yeah. You're like, stop whining.
I know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Different generation, the work ethic, though. You take pride in what you're doing. And
right.
Like, oh. She was.
Yeah.
So wait, the other thing I love. Okay, so Melrose Place. Obviously, everybody knows you. Okay, wait.
The best.
But you're not
90210 and Melrose Place. Uh-huh. I was 10. That was not a good thing for my mom. Was like, that is so salacious. Don't watch them.
Oh my god!
You are the absolute best. Melrose Place was it.
When you were 10. Wow.
Well, I'm a nerd, so I'm like, I don't know, if Rachel Maddow didn't say it, I didn't see it, so I didn't. But like, I watched a bunch of shit on YouTube today. I was like, oh my god, Joe loses her child. Joe gets her baby back. Joe gets her.
So she sent the clips to you to watch the actual.
No, no. I went myself to
those
YouTube.
Those are the good ones. Those are the
so good episodes.
So much so going good. On.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
There's
god,
a lot going on. That was like.
And Aaron Spelling.
Joe gets her baby back. Joe goes to get her baby. Joe's
stolen again. Mm-hmm. Marsha, the crazy one's nursing the baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy who fathered the baby is trying to shoot you and kidnap you, so you shoot him with a shotgun. Or did I? I don't even remember what happened.
I just love that you still had that Melrose Place hair, like even where you put the goddamn like chair through the sliding glass door. You're like,
right. Oh, I know.
You just like to my hair. You're like, I'm coming in to get my baby. I'm just.
I mean, it was the 90s, and it was like. Fox and Aaron Spelling. Like,
yeah. Right.
You couldn't wear a hat in a scene.
No, of course
I think
not.
I was chewing gum. They were like, you're playing this tough girl from New York. And I was like, okay. So I think I either chewed gum or faked it or whatever. You know, I'm like trying to, I went to a lot of acting classes. I wanted to like use what I learned. And they made me reshoot because we don't want gum in our mouth.
No gum? No.
No. I mean, so I got the message very quickly. Like, throw that through, kill the guy, and then make
sure. Okay, have you been on the YouTube? Because there's a lot of people really creepily obsessed with you.
Really? No,
I'm assuming guys. I'm assuming dudes. But I was like, best Daphne Zuniga close-ups of all time. Best Daphne Zuniga Melrose minx. Mm-hmm. Like, and there are all these fucking like music montages with just beautiful pictures of you and like in various like TV and film. I was like... Yeah.
You know what?
I was like, do you have to? Like, I made you a montage, Daphne.
They planned like
it's every picture you've ever. I was like, Aerosmith. Oh my god!
The hair.
Don't want to miss a thing. She's like,
oh my god! They're seriously fucking.
Oh my god!
Where is it? I gotta go to my goddamn YouTube. It's fucking insane.
Basically, everyone thinks you're awesome.
Well, that's right, great. I think I'm probably pissing those exact same guys off one by one on Twitter because I have these. I'm like. Don't get in a fight. Don't get in a fight.
Right.
You're a public figure.
Don't.
Live up to it. Right. Don't disappoint them. But then they say something really stupid. And I'm like, I can't help myself. The scrappy girl from Berkeley.
Fuck you.
But I kind of want to, I don't want
to. Oh my God. No, I was laughing. I was like, seriously, there are so many fucking creepy montages of Daphne. I was like, because I wanted to see, which I did. I saw your great acting in, you know, Sure Thing in the worst place or whatever. But I was like going, why are so many of these fucking slow motion montages to music with close ups? I was like, what the fuck? Who did this?
I thought lesbians were my fans.
Well, I'm sure everyone is. I'm sure
probably everyone
is.
But one. I don't know.
Oh, honey,
I'm just kidding.
I totally am.
You know what I heard?
I'm just saying the ring from the guy's kind of a buzzkill.
I think
whatever.
Romantic.
You know what?
If you were on the bubble, I totally.
I just heard this phrase yesterday, and it's from a millennial, so I don't know if you've heard this. Don't be butthurt.
Yes.
It is. What the fuck is that? I mean,
seriously, have you looked on YouTube at all these goddamn homage montages to you?
No, but I just didn't want you to be butthurt just now.
Oh, no, I'm not butthurt.
Okay.
No.
Because I kind of...
But I just, I'm like, first of all, you're fucking gorgeous. I'm going, is there a bad close-up of Daphne? Like,
yes.
Daphne Zuniga's best close-ups. Daphne Zuniga, Melrose Minx. Daphne's looking up going, wait a minute, I need some actual shit to talk to her about.
What?
Like, what, is there something
like
else
hot photos?
That's not like wow. Soft porn that some fucking pervert did in his basement of you? And I'm like, here's my spank bank of Daphne Zuniga. Here's...
I think, like, instead of going to a couple extra years of therapy, she could have told me, you know what? Just turn that on. I feel good about her. Just go to your YouTube page because people like you. Even if it's, you know, just go because I've never
seen
those.
People like you more than you will be comfortable with.
But I thought it was the girls who have done the whole, like, you know,
It's just random fucking dudes in your basement that have done some sort of montage.
And all 12 views are theirs.
There's a lot of shit. Trust me. It's a lot
all
of
the
shit.
Fanatics.
Wait, have you looked up her stuff?
I don't. It's like the internet is like a stinky bathroom. Do not go in there. Do not Google yourself. You do not.
So noted for tonight. I will do that.
Yeah, I want to see some of her
stuff. But here's the other thing. What is the whole holiday-related movie thing with you? You've done a lot of Thanksgiving, Christmassy.
That's funny.
What's that about? Wait a minute. How about the Hallmark movie, Family Thanksgiving, with Faye Dunaway, who used to work out at my gym and I found terrifying just if I was on the leg press too long? What is she like?
Well, you know what? I think she hit on my... fiance.
Really?
So he was up on location.
Really? She
visiting.
Seems a little cougary like that.
She said what to me one morning, like, you got a good one. Or like, I've had one. You should learn not to compete with me.
Something
like that. Like, I've had one like that. And then I get home from like shooting and he's like, you know, I saw that lady. He doesn't know anybody, by the way. David knows no one.
Right. Which is fantastic.
Including Faye Dunaway.
Right.
And so he's like, that lady that you're working with, like,
she's terrifying.
I think she's trying to hit on me. I'm like, she's more your age, actually. He's older than mine.
Oh, really?
Anyway, so I get to be like the young girl always.
Oh, fantastic. You're the ingenue. You cast yourself as the ingenue.
What?
That's so fantastic. Oh, my God.
Could I
be the flower girl? I'm so straight over this whole thing. I'm so straight over this whole thing.
I love that. Maybe I made her straight. Wouldn't that be ironic?
Whoa. Can I give the shower?
Gosh.
Wait, that's so bizarre, though, isn't it?
Right.
Like,
when's the wedding?
I'm a girl.
When's the wedding?
Is there a
straight,
date?
Which is... Okay, this just happened a month and a half ago. I've been preoccupied with the state of the planet, the state of the country, and no, I don't have a date yet.
Whatever with your stuff.
Whatever.
With your activism. Let's go with the...
I'm thinking June.
Oh, my God, a June wedding. Fantastic for me.
So we have family on the East Coast. We have family and friends on the West Coast.
Right.
I'm kind of in a conundrum. I don't know what to do. I've never had one before. I don't want to get all, like, weird and girly about it, but...
Right. You don't want to be a bridezilla.
Right. I don't even want to be like a girl. It's weird. Like,
even though Melrose Place, you have all the training to just be like,
I know,
that
right.
girl frenzy kind of like.
No, but I was like the tomboy on that one, wasn't I? You were 10. You remember.
Yeah. She was like, very.
Really? That's what a tomboy looks like? Really?
Like, yeah.
It's kind of a fucking femmy tomboy.
Well,
whatever.
She said you were a real tomboy. You were like, I know. She wasn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I had an Archie Bunker t-shirt and an afro and like, I don't know, wristbands, and I rode a mini bike. There's a picture of me like that. So, no, I was a junior dyke. You were not. You were just.
I was,
Yeah.
Where were we? Wedding.
Wedding date.
How long do I have till I have to think
we're
about
just gonna,
it?
We're just going to put the screws to you until you give us a date. Yes.
Okay. I'm thinking in the summer just because it will, you know.
Right. Romantic. Fantastic.
But then there's things like invites and do I get a dress?
Yes.
Thing?
Yes, you should wear
Say
a dress.
Say yes to the dress.
Well, I mean, Jim Ward would be happier if you would not wear a dress.
That's
a whole thing. That's a whole
thing. He
probably
liked me. Those were the 80s that we
Oh, somebody had on YouTube Daphne Zuniga naked movies, which was deleted. So I'm not even sure that was a thing. But it was
I bet you Jim Ward deleted
it. But it was a thing that somebody wanted to be true.
I've never even done a naked movie. The only naked movie I've done is, what was the name of it?
Hold your calls, everybody.
It was Tom Berenger.
Oh, okay.
So that was a bad reason to get naked. And he played a priest.
Right.
Oh,
sure.
And I got naked in there, but it was strategically naked. Like, you know, it was all strategic naked.
Like, what does that mean?
Well, they put.
I need to learn how to do that.
Right. Well, you know, you have like the towel comes off, you turn this way, but you have
Oh, it's like an Austin Powers here. Everywhere you go, there's something covering.
And you have like, oh, you can show the back to here. It's all like in the contract. And yet on that movie, when we got to Mexico where we were shooting it, he was like, you know, the director, this is literally such a Hollywood moment. We're in Mexico. The wall, put up the wall from this director. He says, Daphne, I know that it's in your contract, no nudity.
Right.
But I really think that this movie, you know, I think it would add to the character. I think it would really, he was trying to talk me into being, I'm like, what? Is this such a moment? Like,
if you're really if you're really an artist, Daphne.
Yeah. And I'm like, by the way,
you probably didn't.
I didn't do it. The movie sucked.
You probably didn't read your happy hour contract because there's no nudity clause. Sorry. The after party is kind of a, you know.
I just saying it's kind of
Okay.
Wow, they're so short these moments.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
Our little dance
sorry. Okay, so your point is you didn't do the nudity and the movie sucked, and that's probably why it sucked because you didn't do the nudity.
I told
So I'm not saying it's all on you. I'm just saying it's all on you.
It wasn't all on me. It was the script and
I understand. What are we auditioning for tomorrow? Should we read sides now?
I don't have them.
Oh, but what is it for?
It's for a TV show. I'm not going to jinx it, though.
All right, let's not jinx it.
Is it a show that hasn't aired yet, a new show, or is it something that's already on air?
It's aired. Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe it's a...
Okay.
All right.
Everybody. A little shout out.
But I want to, tell you what.
All right.
We'll come back when I get the part.
Okay. We'll come back. Okay. You are so fucking awesome to do this. And I just love your passion and your activism. And listen, I am ignoring that you're smoking hot because you're both straight and engaged. Which is such a fucking turn off buzzkill for me. And yet, I still love you. I still love you. I love you politically. Aww. I love you artistically.
But I love you. Do you know why?
No, I love you.
No, but this is why.
Hang on. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you have the smarts. Like, you're like, you can go like levels deep in this shit. Literally these days. You're levels deep in this shit. You're so smart.
That's not true, but
thank
you.
No, you are. So
but
it's not
you're
like,
kind of a nerd like I am, though. You're a political nerd like I am. There's nothing hotter than political nerds.
I do like Rachel Maddow.
Right?
So I would turn for her. I love her.
Vanessa, Vanessa's straight, but she's very cagey.
I'm on the line.
But you're really young enough that you don't really have to know yet.
She is now. She's 30 or whatever the fuck she is.
30.
You're millennials, you're late bloomers.
I'm almost 32. Thank you very much.
Oh, she's 31.
I'm pushing 35.
Wow.
You live at home.
Donald Trump
Do you use the parents' credit card?
I do
ATM
not.
ATM card? Come on.
No, Donald Trump
I'm
is
the only millennial with no debt.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
She works for this vast empire here.
Wow.
So and also, Donald Trump has ruined her life too, Daphne, because you know why?
What?
She was dating a Secret Service agent that now is assigned to fucking Melania and Barron in New York. And so...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Barry, the lead? Yeah. You were dating a Trump...
Secret Service agent, and he moved here after Obama and was with the Hillary Clinton campaign. He got reassigned, though, after moving here after 2 months to go be at Trump Tower with Melania and Barron.
What has she been there? Because is she still alive?
She's there.
She's with David Miscavige's wife.
I was wondering.
Don't you think?
Don't you love the Scientology show? Mm-hmm. Have you been watching that?
Yes.
Leah
we just had Leah on.
I love her.
Yeah.
Oh,
we just had her on. Yeah.
I'm
hoping that she's having a lesbian affair with David Miscavige's wife. That's what I'm hoping. But that's just my thing, honey.
I'm just saying it would be good for Miscavige's wife. Would finally have some fun.
Yeah. No, I have said, and I'm frequently right, Daphne, Melania will kill him with a stiletto in his sleep.
I hope so. I mean,
right now she's
solve all our problems. She will be the patriot.
Have you seen some of those Dear Diary things? In her words, Dear Diary. You know, Mar-a-Lago, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it's funny. You have to read. I don't even remember. You have to read these things. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, you know, that whole thing of blink twice if you need help.
Right.
We'll come
right.
at you.
Right. Free Melania.
And that video of her just being totally like.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can see in the video she fucking hates him.
You can see that he is so abusive the minute nobody's cameras are on him. He's probably very verbal, if not physically abusive.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you see they attempted a handhold and they were just like. Fuck it. fucking Jesus.
We all know people like that. They're just like, they give you the look and you better behave type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I know that thing at the prayer thing, she turned around and she was like, right? It was really like, wow. Yeah. What did he just fucking say just then?
Yeah.
This was not, this is not the boy's talk. This is, I don't know what this is. I want to kill him with my stiletto and yeah. I will kill him with an Ivanka stiletto that is no longer sold at the Nordstrom. That's what I will do.
Yeah. Something.
The whole thing is so awful. Thank God you're here with us for the apocalypse. Yes. I love you, Daphne Zuniga. Yes. I do. I mean that in a really creepy way, just much like my friend Rob does, who's like creeping right behind you.
Are you making faces back there, Rob? What are you doing?
He's being a
just drooling, totally being a gentleman, just totally fucking awesome. How can we help you? How can we support you? How can we not put a creepy YouTube video up about you?
Oh.
What can we do?
Not do that.
Okay.
Okay. Music.
Right. What? But what can we do? How can we help your activism and support you as a person and a carbon-based life form and an actress?
What you can do is this. Stay awake.
Yeah. Stay woke.
Don't stay woke. I love that. Stay woke. Don't be distracted by shiny objects. You have a lot of them
like
here,
you
I've
like you
like me. Don't be distracted, stay focused, and keep going, because this is like
persist.
It's America is called to be is being called to be a grown-up.
Yep.
We each of us have to like be the parent in the room and not be in denial. Don't go to the mall. Don't do, you know, like just
nevertheless we persist. Nevertheless we persist.
Yes, we persist.
We persist.
Hashtag she persists.
Yes. We love you, Daphne Zuniga, in a really creepy way. All of us. All of us do. Thank you, baby.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Sharing is caring.